Blog Talk Radio.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Oh, we going home, y'all. Old school.
God, if he doesn't do anything else,
yeah.
Lord, you're already
you're
done enough.
Enough.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for this day.
Yeah.
For this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yeah.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Yeah.
Welcome everybody to Sunday service. Amen. We're going to be praying here in just a moment here. Just thanking God for what God is doing, what he's done, and what he's about to do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's Father's Day.
Amen.
And so we're not going to be on here long today, you all. We're not going to have a 2 o'clock service so people, everyone can go out and enjoy today with their fathers and loved ones or the men that's in their life. Amen.
Yeah.
And so we just wanted to come on. We had our 10 o'clock service, and we're going to give a message here today, so we won't be keeping you all too long. But we just thank God for you all that's here in Sunday service today. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We decree and declare victory right now, Father God, all that we have, all that you've given us, and all what's to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, over our health and strength, oh God, over our children, family members, and loved ones, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, you didn't have to do it, but you did. It's you, Father God, that has kept us. It's you that has saved us. It's you, Father God, that has sent your only begotten Son. So Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you, oh God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. Clothing our right mind, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your promise, oh God, that we can stand on your word, oh God, and it is so. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, as we enter in right now, Father God, we ask, oh God, that you open up the channels of our spirit so we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God. Lord, have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Move mighty upon your children. We come to be changed this day, oh God. We come to renew our minds. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we may be transformed, oh God, in the liking of your Son, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now in this Sunday service. We thank you, Father God, as we come, oh God, with a heart to receive on today. Lord, we ask that peace come and be sealed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you are our God, and we praise you. We thank you for another day that you've given us. And by your grace and mercy, oh God, we thank you that you have given us another day to bless you and to praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us, no one will take it away, because you have given it to us. We are the rightful owners to it, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we praise you and we thank you, God. Even as we touch on today, we declare that we will make it. Hallelujah. There's nothing that the devil can do about it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, stop us from receiving all that you have for us, oh God. Because greater is he that's in us. Amen. Then he that's in the world. Lord, it is you that is in us. We abide in Christ, and Christ abides in us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we're just going to say thank you. Hallelujah, God, for your grace. Because of your grace, hallelujah, and because of your mercy that is afforded to us this day, oh God, we give you praise and we give you thanksgiving, oh God, and Heavenly Father, that you are our God, you're a good God, you're a merciful God, and you never leave us nor forsake us. So today, as we purpose to fight the good fight of faith, give us victory, oh God, and we receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we praise your God throughout this day, we'll go throughout this day praising you, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Father, as we pray right now, bless us. Oh, bless all that's in service, oh God, and all that we love and concerned about. Bless and touch and heal and deliver and change our lives from the day always. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare. To win the battle, oh God, release the grace over us right now. To fight the warfare and win. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough on today, right now in service. Let there be a breakthrough right now in our strength, our finances, our relationships, our healing, our deliverance. Oh, God, let it take place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, let us go to a greater glory and altitude in you. Heavenly Father, right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Oh, Lord, release the blessing, oh God. Lord, open up the windows of heaven right now and pour blessings of Lord. Have room enough to receive that others will be blessed by like an overflow.
Yes.
We receive the overflow right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, as we enter in, Lord God. We enter in, Lord God, to receive from you. Oh, Lord, increase our faith right now. Increase us, oh God, in patience, oh God. Increase us, oh God. Hallelujah. And bless us in favor, oh God. Increase us in strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for removing every mountain, oh God, that's been blocking us, every delay, oh God, to our blessing, to our healing, oh God. Oh, Lord, let your face shine upon us and bless us today, oh God, and favor all of your children. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray for restoration right now. And, Father God, we lift up our pastor, Dorsey Manning, right now. We pray, oh God, that you continue to heal his body and restore him, oh God, to good health and strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you do a new thing in him and fall right now, Father God. Oh, Lord, purify and sanctify his mind and thoughts right now. Help him to keep his mind stayed on you. Let you keep him in perfect peace, oh God. Lord, we work out his ask that you work out every situation concerning him for his good right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let receive fresh oil, fresh fire, fresh anointing upon his life, oh God. Fresh strength, amen. Fresh memory, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us all speak with the boldness and the confidence of your Holy Spirit, oh God, and the power that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in this life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we love you, Lord, we need you. We come against every demonic spirit right now, every attack of Satan and his agents with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare and declare it's defeated, that it is dead. And it's no more part of our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. My Lord, move my dear Father. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless us all in our going and coming on today, Father God. Let's give all traveling grace and mercy, Lord, that are traveling on the road today. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ our covenant right now. And we're protected and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, Lord, we pray right now that you will open up doors that no man can shut them. Doors of blessing, doors of happiness, doors of favor, doors of breakthrough, doors of promises, doors of great things, doors of healing, doors of new beginnings, oh God, doors of good relationships and good opportunities, Lord, we pray.
Yeah.
Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, with new beginnings, oh God, for our life and the life of our children, family members, and loved ones, and all that's on the prayer list, oh God. Those of us that are need the healing, oh God, let the healing take place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, release your healing balm of Gilead, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my God, let your healing rush and touch our bodies, oh God, bringing healing to our bodies, oh God, and strength to our bones. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let our hearts be with the wisdom of life, oh God. My Lord, we just want to say thank you that it is so. We receive it our faith right now, and we decree the crap of the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we will not be denied. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes, amen, because we are the righteousness of God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Lord, we ask that you close every door that the enemy has been operating in, causing confusion, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, causing division, sickness, disease, lack, poverty, oh God. Oh, Lord, right now, double-mindedness, oh God. Right now, close that door and seal it that the enemy may never be able to enter into it again, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, every door that's been causing sickness, oh God. Oh, Lord, it's for me in affliction right now. Let it be sealed. I leave the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we are healed. Mind, body, soul, and spirit. From every mental illness, physical illness, discomfort, pain, inflammation of viruses. My Lord, my God, sickness of nature, that we are healed completely. Oh, the fix that is broken in us and in the tear in our soul right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we may be a testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree the crown right now that we are living, walking, breathing testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, because you have done it for us and we thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we repent right now in my faith, oh God, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9. And we confess our sins to one another. You are faithful to us. Faithful enough to forgive us. So right now, by faith, we receive our forgiveness. Hallelujah. Of all unrighteousness, uncleanness, and filthiness. that we're made new, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Lord, we ask you, blessed be Father, oh God, that you have ordained and position, oh God, to like your children. That you will bless the mighty and strong, oh God, that every need be met, oh God. Oh Lord, bless this day with the divine blessing and favor, oh God, that coming from you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, and we give it all over to you right now. We cast all our cares and fears over all you, oh Father God, that you're worth it, that you care. So we give it all over to you right now. We take up the peace that you give. Not the world, but you give them, Father, Lord, keep the peace that surpasses all understanding. And we walk in and we live in it. And we count in it, oh God. Thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're blessed and we can never be cursed. We thank you, Lord God, for divinely intervening, turning it all around for our good. With your word says that all things work together for the good of those who love you, God, and call according to the purpose. And Lord, we decree and declare it is so, and that we are. We love you, Lord. We love you. We ask for the call. And we walk in, Lord God, with your power and your authority of the Holy Spirit and in love. We thank you, O God, for the fruit of your spirit has taken root and has manifested in us, O God. We thank you, O God, as we are on one accord this day to receive, hallelujah, great and mighty from you, O God, that our lives are changed and it shall never be the same. For you are the head of our lives and the lift of our head. And we just want to say thank you, our protector, our redeemer. Hallelujah, our healer, our deliverer. We thank you, O God, our sanctifier, amen. We thank you, O God. We love you. We give it all over to you. We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Once again, thank you all for being here in Sunday service. Welcome. Welcome, yeah. Welcome, amen. I can't even count today. I'm so grateful, y'all. Welcome.
Yeah.
We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, where we are. We're the senior pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning and Tawani Kamani. And my husband, he's looking at me like, are you going to let me say my name? We just thank God, you all. We're in a place of gratefulness. There's a message. Like I said, we're not going to keep you long today. It's Father's Day, so we're going to give the message here, and we're not going to hold you long, but we have a testimony, amen? And we want to share with you all. We know we were ready this morning at 10 o'clock service, and my husband is ready, and I'll let him give his testimony, and I'm a witness to what God did and what God is still doing right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Pastor Manning.
Amen. Amen. First off, we give all honor and glory to God, who is the head of our life. And Father, we thank you for being our head. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And for being our source.
Yes, Lord.
Happy Father's Day to every single father
that's out here
that is listening. And those that are not listening, you may be having dinner or family time. You know, today we recognize every single father. You know, we celebrate you fathers, you know, for being fathers to your children, fathers to your home, even being fathers to those that are not even your children. So we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank every single one of you, fathers. Amen. I got a testimony. I just want to tell everyone how good God is. You know, just hours ago, about 36 to 48 hours ago, there was something very dramatic, something very drastic that happened in my life.
Jesus.
That could have took me out of here.
Jesus.
You know, I was at work, and I was electrocuted.
Jesus.
I mean, when I say electrocuted, I'm talking about from the electricity line from the top line. You know, that's the most powerful line that there is.
Jesus.
Here it is, that electricity power, by the negligence of one of the employers that was there in this place, he hit the electricity line, and the electricity went from the part of his truck that he hit through the ground, and it came up through the ground, through my feet, and it electrocuted me more than one time. about three times, if I can remember. I'm getting memory back, but I can remember it. Three times this electricity hit me. So I just want to tell y'all how good God is. God is good because I'm here giving this testimony right now. See, it turns out that people don't make it from electricity shocks like that, from being electrocuted like that, from this power. We're at a chemical plant. See, this is enough electricity power to power a whole chemical plant. It knocked out the power to the chemical plant. But when it hit my body, see, God is with me. God is with me and God is for me. I didn't even lose consciousness. See, fire shot out my kneecaps and fire shot out my arms, but it did not harm me. Hallelujah. It did not harm me. Yeah, there are some things, you know, there are some things that's going on, just internal and things like that, but I'm still here.
Amen.
See, when I woke up that morning, see, this was just Friday morning. I woke up that morning and God said, I have a word for you. I have a word for you. And I had to make sure I stay in that place of receiving what God is saying. So later on, you know, from that morning on to the a little part in the morning, I would begin to pray. I would pray in the Spirit. I was praying in the Holy Spirit. A prayer like I never prayed before. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew that God was doing something right now. See, when I began to pray in the Holy Spirit, see, right then and there was God on the inside that was interceding for me, already knowing what was to come with, like in an hour and something later on, and was already charging his warring angels to already be there. So right here in this time where I'm in this place where I'm being electrocuted, do you know that God put a hedge of protection around me? Hallelujah. See, that was nothing but the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah, that protected me, that kept me. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your life. So you don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. You don't even know if you're going to be here an hour from now. Hallelujah. So we're going to give thanks unto the Lord right here, right now, while we have time. Time is not belong to anybody. Time belongs to God. So we don't know when it is going to be the last breath, when the last time you're going to be able to speak to your wife, when the last time you're going to be able to speak to your husband, when the last time you're going to be able to speak to your children. So we take it all for granted. But God is good, and he's more than worthy to be praised. See, this gives a whole meaning when it says, did he pick you up? Did he wake you up this morning? Hold in your right mind. So we're going to thank you, Lord, for being so good. Hallelujah. See, we can get fixed in on these things of the world. We can get fixed in on self. We can get fixed in on all these situations that's going on. But God is good. See, now none of that stuff is important. None of that stuff is important. What is important is if you are in Christ. Be in Christ. Be in grace. In that only. Hallelujah. That's when you will see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Right here in the land of the living.
Jesus.
God good. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just thank God that Pastor Man is even able to be able to talk and he's gaining some of his memory back. I was on the line with him when this happened. I was on the phone, and to hear my husband cry out as this was unfolding and the line dropped the phone because he was being electrocuted at the time, to hear my husband cry out for his life during that time for me was devastating, not knowing what's going on. I'm screaming his name. Can you hear me? What happened? What's going on? And then I got off the line and called my mom. I was crying, you know, and I was just began to pray, and the Holy Spirit was saying, he's covered in the blood. He's covered in the blood. He's covered in the blood. Okay, this is what I was hearing. This is what I was hearing. He's covered in the blood. And just praying and praying. My mom was saying, pull over, because I'm just, you know, my, because, you know, the flesh itself was crying out. But the spirit of me was strong to go and to pray, because, you know, I'm hearing this, while it's going on, while it's unfolding, and he's being, you know, like being fired. He's screaming out, you know, and I heard it when it hit, you know, the three times, and he was telling the man, you're going to kill me, you electrocute me, he's screaming out, and then he said, I got my wife.
Yeah.
On the phone. And it's just after that it was it. And yeah. So, you know, we are just thanking God because the paramedics, the EMS, EMC, they got there so quickly.
Yes.
I'm telling you all, if they were right there, they were right there because literally the next call after I'm praying and God is already answering. The Bible says when a righteous cry out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He was charged.
When the righteous cry out, within that call, while I'm on the phone with my mom, it's like 3 minutes, the call ring again, and it's my husband calling.
Yeah.
My God, and EMT is already up there on the site, and he's calling. It didn't sound like his cell, but I was trying to make sure who it was, but the prayer was already being answered while I was still praying, and he shut me on the phone until the phone lost power, but just thanking God when I got to the hospital to see him,
yeah.
Hallelujah, and they were doing tests, and my husband, he was saying, he was already declaring, and they were saying, well, you know, normally this happens, and normally it, this is that, and that,
yeah.
And he was just telling me, if I'm already all right, God is already taking care of it. I know what you say, but the God I say, he said, I'm just waiting, he will tell the children, yeah, he's here, he tell the children, I'll be home as soon as they get through,
yeah.
And he had already said he was coming home, and so he reminded me, he said, remember I told you, I ain't going to leave you. And so we just thank God he's home. Y'all can see the pray for Pastor Manning as he regains his strength. And we know what man says about the eternal, internal organs. But we believe God for it. We decree and declare God already done restoration for every organ, every ligament, every tissue to be restored. He wasn't able to walk at first. He's up walking.
Amen.
He tried to dance a little bit during 10 o'clock service.
Yeah.
He's sitting down, but little by little, we just thank God. His memory is coming back. He's able to remember a little bit more.
Amen.
So, you know, we just trust in God for it. We just thank God for the miracle. Amen. Love, love, love. And we don't want to call anyone. We don't want to call, love on one another. So
we don't do anything else.
My Lord.
If you don't do anything else in your life, church, make sure you love one another. That's what God commanded us to do. Just love one another.
Yeah.
Don't make life hard. We make life hard when we do everything else other than what God commanded us to do. Just love one another.
Yeah.
This is that place right there where you are powerful, where you are protected, where you yourself are receiving love. So you can't love nobody if love ain't already in you, if you ain't got love. I'm talking about when you have Jesus Christ. So just love on one another.
I love you.
I love you, too, and take every single opportunity, you know, in that place to do just that.
So, but I want to say this. You know, the enemy is trying to tell you something else, but you have the power to speak to that thing, to decree a thing in itself. So because when that happened, the enemy was trying to tell me that you were gone. That was it. But I decree and declare.
The devil is a lie.
The devil is a lie.
You are lying.
Because after, you know, because that's a tremendous, to hear,
yeah.
But you know what I'm saying, what would happen, you were, it was just, I just thank God just to be here with you, look in your eyes. I'm sorry.
What I say every single morning, I always decree and declare Psalms 91. Psalms 91 said, I should be like a spectator.
Oh, yeah.
It said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 by thy right hand, but it shall not come near me. So the devil can say all he wants to that he's good, he's gone. No, that's what you say. God said that I should have long life.
Amen.
And he shall show me his great salvation. That's in Psalms 91. And I say that every single day. I speak that over my life. So I challenge each and every one of you, church, to speak that over your life every single day, decreeing and declaring that you belong to God. And God have already protected you. He have already shown you his salvation. He has set you above all of your troubles,
yes.
Delivered you from all of your fears, and honored you with his presence and power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's decree and declare Psalm 91. The Bible says, I'm just going to read it and you can decree and declare for yourself. The Bible says in Psalm 91, he who dwells in a secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth you shall be your shield and buckler. Amen. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. A thousand may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Amen. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, who shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah.
We are in that.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 91. Amen.
Glory to God. Well, do you believe it?
Glory.
Then receive it.
I receive that right
Amen.
Now.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God. If you'll stay with us, everyone, if it's your first time here with us as a guest, first of all, we want to welcome you personally. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Me and my husband,
Amen.
Pastor Dorsey, man, and we're so excited you are.
Hallelujah.
We'll celebrate life.
Hallelujah.
Something we should do every day. Not to wait for something to happen. But we thank God.
God is still
Hallelujah. Working. Hallelujah.
He's still working miracles in your life, church.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You are a miracle right now.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right now in the land of the living. Right here in this place right now. It maybe don't even seem like this is a miracle, but this is God's working a miracle right now.
Right now.
Being able to hear the word and receive the word. So you don't know when you have to reach down and go get this right here word here. You don't never know.
Jesus.
This is the goodness of the Lord right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Amen. Stay with us today. Stay with us, you all. We're going to come back. We're going to give you the word, and we're going to release you to go out and enjoy the rest of your day. God bless you. God keep you. Stay with us. Don't go nowhere. Amen.
Yeah.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were
joyful Lord,
unto the Lord,
all ye people,
ooh, all bread of life, God, all meat of hunger, Lord, water of thirst, Lord, we magnify you. We thank you for what you've done, God, what you're doing, God, and what you're gonna do. No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. No matter who or what we are, we must praise. Praise the Lord, everybody. Give God our praise, our Lord, and honor this day. Amen. For God is worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Don't be silent. Don't keep quiet right now. This is the time to just thank God for keeping you. Thank God for saving you. It is he that has made us and not ourselves. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We come to give it all over to you. Amen. Did you come? Hallelujah. Did you come? Believe it. Did you come to receive from God? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to know today that you are worthy of all that God has promised to you as a child of God. Amen. So let us pray as we receive the word today. Amen. Understanding that you are a child of God, and as we need to know your identity in Christ, because you need to understand your identity is your destiny. Amen. Your identity is your destiny. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare, because we are in Christ, that you are in us, Father God. So we are your children, oh God, born in the incorruptible. Welcome to the word. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father God, we thank you for creating us in your image. Before we was conceived, you knew us, oh God, and you have formed us in our mother's womb and brought us into this world when it pleased you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to save us. You gave us everything in order to gain your love, oh God. By faith, we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we're no longer afraid to sin, and we're separated from you, oh God. We're no longer separated from you. We have been reconciled to you, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the perfect Father, oh God, and we thank you. Thank you for the lavish and love that you have for us, oh God. You are our protector and our provider, and we thank you, oh God. Every good gift comes from your hand, oh God, and we thank you that you have given us hope and a future, and we are secure in your loving arms, and we thank you. We can't thank you enough. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We decree and declare that we are children of the Most High God, and as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord at all times. We ask, Holy Spirit, you just have your way. And I decrease, Father God, I ask that you have all the increase in me. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your word go forth. Not my word, but your word, Father God. We come against every hindering spirit, every spirit of confusion. We come against every fighting spirit, rebellious spirit. Hallelujah, every spirit operating on this line in our household or in us, our hearts are in the Holy Spirit. And we command you to cease your works and die at the Holy. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and that we have a free passage for our past or sin into the, hallelujah, into the supernatural realm of heaven, and it will not be earthbound. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us receive our daily bread right now, that our minds will be renewed, oh God, that we be transformed, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank God for the testimony, amen. Hallelujah, and Pastor Manny, hallelujah, that God is still working things out for his good and our good if you just believe. Hallelujah. The message today, you all, is your identity is your destination. Hallelujah, it's your destiny. Hallelujah, your identity is your destiny. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to go over to the book of Ephesians, amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. As we understand, your identity is your destiny. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So we are God's workmanship, everyone. We become Christians through God's unmerited grace, and not as a result of any effort, ability, or intelligence, choice, or act of service on our part. However, out of gratitude for this free gift, we will seek to help and serve others with kindness, love, and gentleness. Amen. And and to seek help and serve others, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and not merely to please ourselves. While no action or work we can do, hallelujah, to help us obtain salvation, God's intention is that our salvation will result in acts of service. We are not saved merely for our own benefit, but to serve Christ and build up the church. Again, we are God's workmanship, amen, work of art, masterpiece. Our salvation is something only God can do, amen. It is his powerful creative work in us. See, if God considers us his works of art, we dare not treat ourselves or others with disrespect or as inferior work. Hallelujah. I'm convinced that this generation will no longer, I am convinced that this generation will never settle the mystery of God as long as we ignore the mystery of man. Hallelujah. To paraphrase the words of John the Beloved, amen. If you fail to acknowledge and embrace your brother whom you have seen, how can you acknowledge and embrace God whom you've not seen? See, it is our spiritual blindness to the intrinsic worth of every human, Christian and non-Christian, that prevents us from seeing the beauty and power of the Creator. To turn a blind eye to the wonder of man is to ignore the one in whose image we have been made. Amen. See, let's consider for a moment what it means to be human. The psalmist David, amen, poetically described a man as being fearfully and wonderfully made. See, our Father made you distinct from the genetic code programming to your DNA to the number of hairs on your head, amen. Out of 6 billion inhabitants of planet Earth, you are the only one with your unique set of fingerprints. With the birth of our first son, hallelujah, I want to share a story with you, oh God, as I'm giving you all this information here today on your identity. Is your destiny. There was a story. The man was writing, and he's a pastor, and he was telling the story here. And the story, he was saying that they had a son, and it's the birth of their first son with his wife. It was quiet for hours and continued recounting the fragile fingers and the toes of his baby. And strange enough, all the wonders contained in this bundle of joy that he was talking about and telling his story to others. Amen. He was intrigued with the muscle, the little fingerprints, and the replicating of his arm. So that initial astonishment did not lessen with the birth of his second son, and then the third son, and from the hair, his hair color, everything. So when he was saying all this, he was talking about how scientifically all this is made of things, understanding this is all God's plan, and this is all God has done. This is all God's creation. Amen. See, there's no scientific achievement by man that even compares to the creation of man. See, we were created as the crowning achievement of all creation. So we are constantly amazed, hallelujah, at the complexity in me and my husband. We love biology and science, at the complexity of the human design. When you think about it, because we ourselves have no control on what's going on the inside of us, the heart, our beats, God is in control of everything because he's the creator of all things. Consider this, cells are the basic building blocks of life. Every living thing is comprised of cells, humans, animals, plants, and minerals. The human body, for example, contains about 100 trillion cells, and each cell contains as much information as 90 volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Amen. So yet each cell is small enough that 5 million red blood cells and 5 million white blood cells will sit on the head of a straight pin. Amen. See, some cells are assigned to the task of manufacturing and maintaining the material form, bone and cartilage, while others form skin, muscle, and internal organs. And the reason I say this, y'all, so you can understand, you all, the complexity of the human body and while we are God's workmanship and understanding who you are and whose you are. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So now you can more fully understand why the psalmist proclaimed us to be fearfully and wonderfully made. See, man is God's greatest creative achievement. God alone has the right to define us. He does so through the revelation of his word, his living word. He is the Bible, it's the living word of God. See, nobody else has the right to define you. See, other qualified people can't help to define you. But no matter how artistic their intentions, they cannot define you. Your husband cannot define you. Your wife cannot fully define you. Your parents cannot fully define you. Your church cannot fully define you. Society cannot fully define you. All human relationships, no matter how well meaning or work working with limited information about who you really are. See, other people's perception of who we are currently are based on our relationships to them or who we could be in a relationship to them. So therefore, something pushing you off, the relationship between the focal point of the definition, their inner longings and unmet needs cast a long shadow over our lives, and we find ourselves unable to grow in that place of darkness. To make matters even more frustrating, most of the time we are not even compatible and then are capable of fully defining ourselves. See, the right to define you is reserved for the one who created you. See, perception may be the ultimate reality, but it isn't always the ultimate truth. See, the parable of the talents in Matthew 25 is a good example of someone living according to their false perception of God. The master gave one servant 5 talents, and another 2, and another 1, and each according to his own ability. The master knew who could handle 5 and who could only handle 1. Then the master came back and settled accounts with them. The first and the second servants doubled their talents. Then the master asked the third servant what he did with his talent. And the servant said, I knew that you are a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went and hid your talent into the ground, according to Matthew 25:25. See, in essence, the master said to him, if that is how you perceive me, then that is what you are going to get back from me. See, the man's perception created his expectation, and his expectation formed his faith, and his faith created an environment contrary to the master's plan. See, destiny is the result of understanding our essential identity, coming to terms with our security in the will of God, and tapping into the passion for the journey. Amen? See, Abraham changed the course of history because of an internal picture that was formed in his soul when he encountered the image of Maker on the backside of the desert. See, Moses brought deliverance to his generation because of an internal perspective that was formed when he encountered the great I Am in a burning bush. Joseph ruled a nation because of an internal perspective that was formed when he saw his potential in a dream. David served his generation because of the internal perspective of victory that was formed while tending his father's sheep. Peter participated in the harvest of Pentecost because of an internal perspective that was formed when God's grace proved to be greater than his personal failures. Paul impacted the world like no other man because of an internal perspective that was formed when he was formed from the donkey on the Damascus road. So as you can see, destiny always begins internally and eventually manifests itself externally. It begins with the development of the inner image of victory. Do you have that today? Do you have that inner victory in yourself? Do you understand and know who you are? Do you understand that you've been created by the master's plan? Do you understand, hallelujah, as the Bible says, so we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Do you understand your identity is your destiny? And I ask this question, who are you? Are you a human being, or are you a human doing? Are you aware that the Father is pleased with you just because you are you? Are you striving to prove something to yourself or to others? Are you struggling to do enough religious activity to drown out the condemning voices that tell you the only way to be loved by God is to work on them? That is a lie. I'm here to tell you today, that is a lie. It ain't no truth in it, but a religious lie to keep you in bondage and hopeless futility. See, God look for you isn't based on how much you work. Hallelujah, how much you work you put into his kingdom. His love for you is based upon the fact that you are simply you, unconditionally you, uniquely you. But do you believe it? What we can believe, we can receive. And I say today to you, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we wrap up this here today, God bless you. Happy Father's Day again to all fathers on today. We pray that God will continue to guide you, will continue to follow God with no turning back, amen, and understand it's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. God keep you. Hallelujah. We're going to let Pastor Manning rest on today. Hallelujah. There's one today that is in need of prayer. We want to pray for you and with you. Amen. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Is there one that are needing a healing that you're needing, deliverance, whatever it is, let us pray with you and for you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you have not prayed the prayer of salvation, while you still have time, come today. Hallelujah. We thank God it's good to see everybody here in service today. And hallelujah. Be anywhere else at this time, but you decide to be here. And we thank God for you. We pray that the word that went forth, that it touches your heart, your mind. Hallelujah. To get you into that place and see all that God has for you, to understand your identity. Hallelujah. Is your destiny. My Lord, my God. We thank you all for being here today. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go ahead and have our benediction. Remember.
May God bless you and may God keep you. I made a God of peace, brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. Y'all have a blessed one. God bless you. Have a happy Father's Day. We love you here at the Gospel Public Ministry. God loves you so much more, so much more. And remember, today and every day, Satan is defeated and Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
get that on a great day. But when I get to heaven,